About 3 years ago, Dr. Hudson Baggett became the editor of my state Baptist paper. At the first sessions of the annual convention immediately following, I heard him give a personal testimony about a vow that he had made on his father's grave about the Bible and as editor of our state paper. I asked him to come to this conference and share with you this word of personal testimony. Dr. Hudson Baggett, editor of the Alabama Baptist.
Very happy to have this opportunity to be here today. And I would like to begin my testimony by telling you what I heard Dr. Roy McLean say in a pastor's conference several years ago. Someone asked him to name the hardest thing about preaching. Quickly he replied, practicing what you preach. And I have certainly found that this is true. Most of us believe the Bible. I believe that everybody here this morning would say that we believe the Bible with all of our hearts, but it is hard for us to live and to put into practice what we really believe. I shall never forget a testimony that I heard a man make years ago. He said that he had been a Christian off and on for 40 years. Now, I don't know whether you know what he meant or not, but it is hard to have and to hold a steady commitment to God. And so today I would like to make a confession. For one thing, I would like to confess that I have found it hard, and I find it hard, to be a Christian. But you know, it has always been hard for people to be Christian. It was hard for Stephen. It was hard for Peter and John. It was hard for Jonathan Edwards. And it's just as hard for us today. And you know why it's hard? Because of what it calls for. It calls for a denying of ourselves. You ever tried this? This is hard. It also calls for loving God with all of our heart, soul, and mind, and neighbor as ourself. Furthermore, it calls for practicing reconciliation rather than retaliation and revenge. This is hard. And it calls for us to love God, or to love as God loves. How hard this is. I read something the other day that was surprising to me. It was a confession of a Baptist preacher. And you know what he confessed? That he was a hypocrite. I'd never read this anywhere in my life before. He said that a lot of people say to him that there are a lot of hypocrites in the church, and he said that he did not bother now to even respond to that, because it is so true. But then he advocated, and he said that he himself was a hypocrite, and he advocated that we ought to be what he called avowed hypocrites, because he said, I have ideals that I cannot live up to, though hard I try. And I must confess, he said, that I am a hypocrite. It's hard to be a Christian, and we all know this. But also I have found it hard not only to be a Christian, but to try to be a prophet. And I mean by being a prophet, a spokesman for God. This is hard for us to do. But it's always been hard. It was hard for Amos. It was hard for Jeremiah. It was hard for Isaiah. It was hard for Hosea. It was hard for Jesus. It was hard for the apostles. And certainly it is hard for us to be a prophet today. Whether we're an editor or a pastor or a Sunday school teacher or whatever we try to do in the church, it is hard for us to play or to fill the prophetic role. For this calls for a dedication to truth. It calls for courage to be willing to say what people do not want to hear many times. It's hard to be a prophet. But also it is hard to suffer the trials that come to all of us in life. And somebody has said that people are not so much interested in the jots and tittles of theology as they are in the jolts and tensions of life. Have you ever read in the Old Testament about Zedekiah, the king of Judah? In a moment of desperation, he sent for Jeremiah, who was in prison. You remember what he asked? He asked, "Is there any word from the Lord?" And you know, sometimes we have to get desperate before we'll ask this seriously and sincerely. And Jeremiah said, "There is. It is a disturbing word that the Babylonians were coming to take into captivity Judah." Dr. Harper Shannon referred to an experience I had several years ago. 3 years ago it was. My father died. And I went through what many of you have been through, and many of you are in perhaps at this time. I was reaching out in my desperation for a word from God. And there kept coming to my mind the word of God to Paul when he prayed that the thorn in the flesh would be removed, you remember? And God did not remove his thorn in the flesh, but he said to him, "My grace is sufficient for thee." And you know, as I suffered that period of grief, I came to know in personal experience that the Bible is true more than I had ever known in my life before. And God said to me in a way that I cannot describe, as he said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for thee." Now there are many difficulties in life, as I have indicated, as you know. But I want to ask you, what is greater than the mission in life of searching and knowing the Word of God and proclaiming it? And I say to you today that that is the greatest blessing of all. And God help us to do this as it is being done here at this pastor's conference and throughout, as we try, Southern Baptists, to be prophets of God.